This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Muhammad, peace be upon him, being the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a list of things that he wanted us to know are actually part of the prohibitions that he has declared prohibited. So there are many things that are prohibited. Each time Allah prohibits something, it is in order for us to be protected from harm, in order for us to achieve goodness, in order to regulate our lives such that we can be comforted, we can avoid crises. And if we are in a crisis, we will definitely be comforted by understanding what is prohibited and staying away. So verse number 151 of Surah Al-An'am, Allah tells the messenger, peace be upon him, to call the people and explain to them, this is a list of what is haram, what is prohibited. So generally, everything is permissible to consume besides that, or to do besides that which has been instructed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he told us this is a prohibition, then we got to know this is wrong. So Allah says, قُلْ تَعَالَوْا, tell them, come here, come forth. And ta'alaw here is used in order to draw the attention of the people. Listen carefully, come. أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ. Let me recite to you that which your Lord has made prohibited for you. أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. The first thing he speaks about is, don't associate partners with Allah in worship. When you worship, worship your Maker alone, the one whom you're going to return to. Learn His names and His qualities and understand that those names and qualities are solely and only for Him, upon the level that He is upon, subhanallah. So you cannot render an act of worship for anyone besides Allah. No matter what that act of worship is, it belongs to Allah. Another condition of an act of worship is that it must be in conformity to what the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught or did. So Allah says, the first thing you need to know, don't associate partners with Allah. He created you and He deserves your worship alone. Then Allah says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. The same verse, verse number 151 of Surah Al-An'am. Allah says, be kind to your parents. So in this particular verse, Allah is telling us, be kind to your parents. And He's speaking about the prohibitions, which means the opposite of it is prohibited. Subhanallah. Why kindness to parents? Immediately after association of partnership with Allah, is because Allah created you, and in order to bring you onto the earth, He chose a means, and that means you had no say in, but rather Allah selected it for you. So no matter who they are, your parents are those whom Allah chose in order to bring you forth onto this earth. So Allah wants you to be kind to them. He wants you to be respectful. He did not say obey them, because when they are wrong, you don't obey them. But you are kind to them, even if they ask you to do something absurd. You decline, but you are still kind. So kindness is one thing and obedience is another. Many people mix the two up. When it comes to Allah, there is obedience. When it comes to your parents, there is kindness. Obedience belongs to Allah. If they were to tell you something to be done within the obedience of Allah, then you will obey them too. But if it is beyond or outside the obedience of Allah, then there is no obedience for the creatures when it comes to the sin against the one who created. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Then Allah says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقُ. And don't kill your children out of poverty. You're poor. You're fearing that your child will share the morsel of food with you, so you kill the child. Allah says, that is a major sin. Don't worry. Each child comes with his or her own sustenance. You might find it a little bit difficult initially, but when the child grows up, that child will look after you. The child has its own sustenance apportioned from Allah. They're not going to take what is rightfully apportioned to you at all. So trust Allah and you will achieve comfort. No problem. Sometimes people fall pregnant and they say, I can't afford it. Allah says, have the child. Don't worry. The child will bring about great blessings that you cannot imagine. If it is for financial reasons, you're never allowed to terminate a pregnancy. No, don't. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. Similarly, when the child is born, some of the pagan Arabs used to kill the children because they used to fear them sharing the morsel of food, literally. Allah says that is a major sin. It is part of this list. Immediately after that, Allah says, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ We will sustain you. We will provide for you and we will provide for those little kids as well. There will come a time when those kids will earn way more than you had imagined and perhaps take care of you. Subhanallah. So Allah says thereafter, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ And don't go close to immorality. That which is open and that which is hidden. Immorality here starts with the way you talk and the way you dress, as well as the actions, the adultery, the fornication, or anything that leads to it. Allah says, don't go close to it. Watch how you talk, watch who you talk to, watch what you're saying. Don't go close to immorality. There must be nothing immoral in the way you speak, in the way you talk, and in what you are saying. Even in your tone, don't have an immoral tone when you're speaking to people who are not married to you, people who are not closely related to you in that way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even your dress code, because that is apparent, that is open. Allah says, dress in a very beautiful way, in a godly way. That which would have been taught by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you wouldn't be embarrassed of it had you been to meet, say for example, the messenger, peace be upon him. May Allah grant us the ability to rectify our dress in a beautiful way. Allah says, if you're going to do that, you're going to plunge yourself into crisis one way or another, in this world and the next, or in the next. And perhaps, who knows, maybe only in this world for a temporary time, if you were to seek forgiveness, Allah would still always forgive you, mashallah. So Allah says, even the act of adultery, that's not the only immorality. Anything that leads up to it is also considered immoral, although the major sin is the act itself. What leads to it may be considered minor sins to a certain extent, but it is still wrong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us and strengthen us. Wherever we have faltered, my brothers and sisters, turn to Allah and you will achieve comfort. But if you continue in immoral ways, habits, and so on, then you have none to blame besides yourself when you have a lot of discomfort and perhaps crises upon crises. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then continues to say, don't commit murder. Don't ever kill someone unjustly. You know, don't ever cause or commit murder. You must save lives. I am the giver of life, Allah says. Who gives you the right to take away a life that I have given? If Allah wanted, He could have taken that life away. He is in control of it anyway. He gave it and He will definitely take it away when He wants. If you prematurely take that away, yes, you are responsible. You are guilty. You will face the consequences. Allah says, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ Don't ever take away the life of any soul except if it is justified. And what is justified? When a person is given a proper court hearing and they are found guilty after proper process, then the law will take it in its hands, in its own hands. The law will ensure that that person is dealt with in the way that is befitting. But for anyone and everyone from among the members of the public to take the law in their own hands is actually prohibited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have instructed this to you in order for you to understand, in order for you to comprehend. Then He says,
وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهِ.
Don't ever go close to the wealth of an orphan with an ill intention in order to usurp it. Don't ever take from the money that belongs to widows and orphans. Never. Don't steal the money that belongs to others. Here Allah is primarily addressing us about the widows and the orphans. Don't cheat them. Don't deceive them. But by extension, anyone's wealth. You don't eat the wealth of people. And Allah says, as for the orphan, if you are to use some of that wealth for the betterment of the orphan, for the needs of the orphan, yes, it is permissible. When they grow of age, give them their wealth. And Allah says, وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطَ. When you are weighing, make sure that you weigh correctly. Make sure that the scales are done properly. When you're doing business, do not shortchange people. Wow, what brilliant advice given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. In this particular list, Allah says, when you do business, be open, be transparent, don't cheat people, don't shortchange people, and you will achieve comfort in that deal. If not, you are in a crisis. La ilaha illallah. Many people are struggling simply because they were shortchanging others. What blessings would you like in the money you're going to consume when others are cursing you for having stolen from them or cheated them or deceived them? So much so that if you want comfort, try to be a merciful person upon the one who's buying from you by fixing a price that is reasonable. Don't rip them off, because that comes, subhanAllah, at a price on its own. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a blessed understanding. We will continue in the next episode with this beautiful list of prohibitions that was declared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to read this out to us. We've mentioned some of them, and I've just ended at this one that says, do not usurp the wealth of others. Don't shortchange people in business, whether it is weighing the scales or whether it is just dealing. Be transparent, be open, be merciful, and Allah will grant you blessings. May Allah bless every one of us and grant us comfort and barakah. أقول قولي هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين.